start with Tzion Halei Sishali. They are all about the Kmiya Tzion. It's late. I'm just gonna say a few words now, and then we'll continue weiter, and we'll finish afterwards. We'll do the two kinnis on the Chor Meirata, and then Halei Tzion. I want to just say a few. I want to read something about this one. Tzion Halei Sishali. It's an extraordinary kinnah describing Eretz Yisrael, the yearning to Eretz Yisrael, the kmiya to Eretz Yisrael. I want to read something from Avraham Grudzinski. Avraham Grudzinski, like I said before, he was the one that the Alta sent Shalach Lefan of Goishna. He sent him to Eretz Yisrael to Miyasid Yeshiva. He was Miyasid Yeshiva. Got on firm footing. Once it was standing, the Alta came, and it was his yeshiva. Rabbi Avraham went back to help Rabbi Isaac Sher run the yeshiva Slabotka, and he writes a letter. The Alta was there for a year and a half to 2 years, and then he was nifta. And that was the yisoid of Litvish yeshivas that Yisrael was chevron. He writes a letter to his nephew Nat Yisrael. Ve'ein hayom achronim doimil shayim klau. The tkufa now is not at all like the tkufa before. Ritzoni, in other words, he asked him to come. I guess he invited him to come to Eretz Yisrael. He had wanted very much Rabbi Avraham to come before, and he had invited him to come. And again, and I guess he's responding to that letter. That's my sense of it. This tkufa is not at all like the previous tkufa. Ritzoni hoya God love Eretz Yisrael. I very much want to come to Eretz Yisrael when Reb Nosson Tzvi was still living. When I could have found real Torah Eretz Yisrael, misei de chayov, how he lived his life, hanagose bechlal befrat, and his anhaga with the klal and the prat, v'ulei gami mahalach machshavti me'atei harbei. And maybe even some idea of his thought process. I still have yet to hear from anybody in the yeshiva to tell me some of it. I'm astounded. Writing the shmuzen and bringing and sending off to me, it's a pleasure. It's a sort of nechama. Avol ma hamoyach leumas eze machshav and hagash bechayim. But what shaykh is mahema? Sorry, mahema leumas eze machshav and hagash bechayim. How does that compare to seeing him living his Torah? Keelim chayim mamishu. That was real chiyus. Gedoyel shimush on chazal. Avol atoy says chozrot eretz yisrael chobana. Eretz yisrael is charev again. Hakoil akoil ko'avar, it's all gone. Mischarat ani charot gemura, shazavtes mekor mayim chayim b'shana machzachrina. I mischarat terribly that the last year and a half I left the source of this wellspring of chayim. Obeyese betkufa chadosha shachayim b'ras hakodesh, especially this whole new phase of his life in Eretz Yisrael. Shnei bosses shom al chodesh harpachis. Halvai would have had the seichel to come at least for a month. In other words, two points come out from this. The Alta was a different person in Slabotka and in Chevron because it's Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, without the Alta, doesn't mean it for him. Let me give a mashal so we can understand what the pshat in that is. Imagine I go to a dorf, I go to some sort of town, some hamlet in East Europe where they don't have electricity. I have relatives there. And I tell them, you're living in the dark ages. Your life would improve so much if you'd come to a place that had electricity. I'll give you some money, you buy a house in a place and in a some sort of town or someplace where it's wired for electricity, and you'll see your whole life will change. Everything will be different. The cooking, the cleaning, everything, hakel bakel mikol, you're going to be living in a different world. Vayayim, the person writes to me, yes, he's made the change, but he doesn't feel that it's changed anything in his life. Strange. I come visit him, and he's right. The house is wired, it's connected to electric. There's not a single appliance. He has a table, chairs, buckets, everything that he had before, without one appliance. So the electricity is not going to jump out and wash his clothing and dry it for him and cook the food for him. If there's not going to be kalim, it's a double tragedy. He almost, all he has to do is get by something and plug it in. Eretz Yisrael is wired. Eretz Yisrael has kedusha surging in outlets. But if you bring your bucket that you did your laundry in, it's not going to work better with electricity in the walls. If you bring the same stove with the wood in it, it's not going to cook better because the walls are wired. There has to be kalim there. Rabbi Avraham was oimid. The altar was a different person because he had kalim. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, I want to see what he looks like in Eretz Yisrael. He's a different person in Eretz Yisrael. Teiras Chaim. Teiras Eretz Yisrael, Teiras Chaim. And now he said, there aren't people there that I see in them what Eretz Yisrael is doing for them. It gives us a perspective for how a Teirdik Yid yearns for Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place where all our yearnings that we find in the Ruchnis here could be multiplied. It's like the difference between a still picture and a video, and the difference between black and white and color, and the difference between color and sound. It's everything. It's a different world. But if nothing is plugged in, nothing is nothing. And as we read now the kinnis about Eretz Yisrael, it's important to bear in mind the tefiyah for Eretz Yisrael, the hope, the yearning, the desire for Eretz Yisrael, for Torah Kehid, is achus and davug in his yearning and his hopes for everything else in Ruchnias. Torah's Chaim, as Avraham says, the Torah's Chaim, he says, I don't need the shmuzen written on paper, I want to see him, I want to see his hanhoggis in Eretz Yisrael. He's a different person in Eretz Yisrael. This is, you're talking about somebody who's in Eretz Yisrael the last 2 years of his life now, and he's different because he's plugged into the wall. It's plugged into Eretz Yisrael. And if we're zeicha, that we have such an easier time going to Eretz Yisrael, at least let's understand that we need to have kalim. What we need to expect Eretz Yisrael is that the kalim that we have, the kalim we build and we acquire, they become lit up with it. And a yid tzipia for gula, and a yid tzipia for Eretz Yisrael, and for mikdash, and all of that, for a Torah person, it's all part of his, it's the core of his Ruchniastika package. It's whatever it is that he's shaya for in Ruchnias, Eretz Yisrael is magnified, la'in erech, la'in nishir. See you in Aloysius Ali, Shema Sirayi.